For teenage mothers without a home, life can be nearly unbearable. Most adult shelters won't take a 16 or 17-year-old with a newborn baby. The foster care system has trouble placing them. And often the worst thing is to return to a broken or abusive family. Many young mothers are themselves the daughters of teenage moms, and their own children are likely to repeat the cycle. One of the most promising efforts to break this chain is in Massachusetts. NPR's Tovia Smith reports in part 5 of our series on the role of housing in the lives of some of the neediest Americans.
As the oldest of 5 kids and more the peaceful type than the party girl, 19-year-old Shatika was never supposed to end up this way. For as long as she can remember, Shatika says her mom would lecture her about not getting pregnant and staying in school. Her mom got pregnant at 16 and made sure to tell Shatika how hard it was so she wouldn't make the same mistake.
I always said I was going to listen, like, yeah, I'm not going to have any kids, mom, and this and that. But I don't know what happened.
By 17, Shatika was pregnant. Her mom kicked her out of the house, and her boyfriend, who had promised to help, was in jail. By 18, Shatika and her infant daughter, Kiari, were homeless.
But it was so hard. I used to cry every night. Like, I'm so stupid. How can I bring a baby in the world without no place for her to go? And it was real hard, and it's still hard.
Tall and lean, with long, neat braids, wide-set eyes, and a distinctive gap between her 2 front teeth, Shatika once dreamed of being an actress. Today, just having a place to live is a dream. When her mother kicked her out, Shatika spent more than a month bouncing around. She started out staying with a friend and ended up in an emergency shelter.
When you don't have a place for you or your daughter to sleep, everything else falls apart. Like, I wasn't going to school because I'm like, I was just stressing that, oh my God, where am I going to go? And I felt like crap.
Eventually, Shatika applied for welfare, which got the state involved in her case. Federal law requires that teen moms be in adult-supervised housing in order to get benefits. Since Shatika couldn't go home, she was sent to a shelter for teen moms called the Just a Start House in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And you're not going to eat once it's time to eat.
In the dining room of an old convent turned homeless shelter, Shatika struggles to get a very fussy Kiari into her high chair as 8 other teen moms wage similar battles.
I can't sit. I don't want to know right there.
Stop acting as
you
can't sit.
This place can be as loud and chaotic as it is rigid. There are strict rules here and consequences. If you skip dinner, miss curfew, or forget to do your chores, it will be noticed. There are staff here 24/7, acting as kind of Uber parents to both the teens as well as their babies.
Tiffany? Who's Tiffany? Honey, your daughter is in the playroom by herself.
It's hard here. Just period thinking, all right, I live in a shelter, but there's no other place I could go. This is my last resort. I have to be here.
Just a Start House is one of more than 20 shelters in Massachusetts specifically for teen moms like Shatika. Massachusetts is one of just a few states to offer teen mothers an alternative to going back to an abusive or unsafe home. And the network here has become known nationally as the Cadillac of Programs for Homeless Teen Moms. In large part, program director Robbie Sanders says that's because they've learned the hard way that these girls need a lot more than just a place to sleep at night.
When these programs were first started, they were viewed as a shelter. Over the past 6 years, we've clearly seen we became a lot more than a roof over these young women's heads. The reality with a lot of them, they need a lot more than that. They need, you know, committed, consistent rules and people in their lives. So in that way, it is a boot camp for life. Although we try to think of it more as a home than the army, but.
There are a few signs of home here. There are some pictures around of babies, but very few of family. Upstairs, a long dark corridor leads to 10 tiny rooms, each barely big enough for a bed and a crib. Most girls show up here without even a blanket or a bottle for their baby. They are ill-equipped in any sense to care for a baby, and very often it shows.
Babies come in here stressed out of their minds. And so my job is to help the moms kind of hone in on that.
Rhonda Gurley is a specialist in early childhood development who meets each week with the moms here. Gurley says some can't even manage the basics, like keeping their baby fed. She says 90% of the babies here are considered high risk for developmental delays, in large part because so many of their teenage moms suffer from depression, anger, and post-traumatic stress.
It goes one way or the other. It's either they're so detached from their child that there's no discipline and there's no connection, or it's the other extreme where they're like right on them screaming and yelling and barking orders and yanking and, you know, bordering on abuse.
Come on, get over here. If I go there, I'm gonna whoop your ass. Get over here.
Inside her room at the Justice Start House, 18-year-old Tiffany is struggling with her daughter Keishla, who's 1.5.
Get over here! Get down!
Disturbing as it is, this scene is a familiar one. 95% of the girls who come here have been abused themselves and are high risk for repeating the abuse on their own kids.
Okay, number 3, what kinds of situations get you angry?
Someone running their mouth.
Talking trash. Okay.
Across the street from the shelter, Tiffany and the other residents spend their days in classes where they're drilled in everything from reading and writing to nutrition and anger management.
It pissed me off. I was heated. I was mad, I started shaking everything.
Yeah.
The classes, plus the therapy, the counseling, the constant supervision, and of course, the cost of housing, make programs like this one expensive. Justice Start House spends $50,000 a year on each teen mom with one baby. Most residents stay 6 to 18 months.
It is a lot of money. I won't say that it's not, but it's a pay me now, pay me later kind of situation.
Lisa Goldblatt Grace consults nationally on teen living programs and used to run the Justice Start House. The program is by no means a panacea. One study suggests that less than half the girls who go through these kinds of shelters move out into a permanent place of their own, and only a small fraction of those can do it without the help of public subsidies. But there are indications that the girls who go through the programs do better than those who don't. There's no hard data to back it up, but the programs cite anecdotal evidence that their girls are more likely to get a GED and go on to college or job training and work full-time, and they're less likely to have a second baby right away. Grace says that means fewer, bigger problems down the road.
If you just look at dollars, the cost is a third the cost of that teen mom or her child having to be in residential treatment. It can be half the cost of if that young woman or her child were to wind up in jail for 1 year. Economically, it makes sense.
Still, only a handful of states have followed Massachusetts' lead and invested the money in teen living programs. And even Massachusetts is now cutting beds to save money. As Grace points out, teen moms don't look like the typical homeless person, and they can be a really hard sell.
Many people in America see teen parents as young women who blew it, who had everything in front of them, and then they went and got themselves knocked up, and everything went downhill. And the reality is that's not often the case.
And you know how much they're trying to tell me I have to pay if they find me an apartment? First month's rent.
Like most of the girls here, Shatika grew up poor. On a late-night phone call with her mom, she finds some empathy but little help since her mom's about to become homeless herself. Now Shatika is really feeling the pressure. Teen moms can only stay at shelters like the Justice Start House till they're 20. So Shatika has less than a year to finish high school, get a job, and find an affordable apartment, all while raising her baby. Most of the girls here can't do it all before they leave.
I already told you I'm going to take my stuff out by the weekend is up.
Okay, so what are you doing here now?
Isn't my stuff here?
At the front door of the Justice Start House, a teen mom named Linda is still refusing to move her things out days after she was kicked out of the program for breaking rules.
There's shit going on. I told you when all my shit's out, then I'm out.
With no other choice, Linda is moving back in with friends, and staff here worry it's not a good place for her two little kids. When Linda comes back 1 week later to finally pick up her things, the stress already shows. Her kids are fussing in the back seat of her friend's car, begging to come back into the shelter.
You're not staying at Justice Star.
It's not your house no more.
No.
I know you miss your home, but it's not your home no more.
You know, for a lot of our families, they don't want to be here, but leaving is not easy either. It does become a home for them.
Again, program director Robbie Sanders.
If we're the one who's celebrating their baby's first birthday with them, around graduation, when we're there with our flowers, we become, you know, some days their mom and their dad and their aunt and their uncle. That's, I guess, a part of what home means. That's a part of what family means. Yeah.
Robbie, do you have a measuring tape?
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Tiffany, the 19-year-old who's been struggling in school and with her baby daughter, has been doing a little better in the last month.
What are you measuring, the kids?
No, I have to measure my head measurement and my height.
For the cap and gown?
Yeah.
For the graduation?
Yeah.
High five! Nice.
Oh, yeah.
In 6 months at the Justice Start House, Tiffany has come a long way. She may still have a long way to go before she's ready or able to live on her own, but staff here measure success in small increments.
Next is Tiffany.
Yay, Tiff!
At an annual Achievement Day ceremony, the staff at Justice Start House make a point to say something positive about everyone.
Okay. Tiffany shades of greatness shine in her beautiful smile and sweet personality.
After Tiffany, Shaktika strides up to the platform in a khaki business suit and pumps that were donated by local businesses. She still has no job to wear them to, and she's still at least a year away from getting her high school diploma, but Shaktika says she's more determined than ever to make it happen.
Just having a baby was just like, all right, it's not all about me anymore. I gotta make my life better for her. There's some mothers out there that's not doing nothing, that they have their kids, or they living on the streets and they back and forth into other homes. But I'm trying to do something for me and my daughter.
Shaktika is still not close to the glamorous life of an actress she once dreamed about, but she figures anything's still possible for Kiari.
She's going to be my star. She is. She has some beautiful eyes.
Dreams for the next generation are what keeps staff here going as well, but they have more modest aspirations. It would mean everything, they say, just to see Kiari grow up in a stable home with a mom who's not on welfare. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Somerville, Massachusetts.